This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, the color analyst for the Cubs broadcast, Coom Dog, as they call him, Ron Coomer, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Billy. How are you?
We're doing wonderfully. It is an exciting baseball season, to say the very least. The Brewers made moves. The Cubs tried to make some moves. Yu Darvish is now pitching better. Tell me why, though, nobody's been able to really run away with this division in your eyes.
Well, I think everybody has some flaws. And going into the season, I think everybody knew that for all the teams in the division. And I think the three teams have kind of separated themselves a little bit, you know, with the Cubs, Milwaukee, and St. Louis. And you know, the deck has been shuffled multiple times with all three of them leading the division. So I think, you know, the teams have tried to, you know, fix their issues a little bit here at the deadline. You know, the Cubs made some substantial moves, at least getting a closer and then, you know, a new right fielder. But, you know, when you look at it, every team has some issues. And the Cubs have been situational hitting. That's been an issue. Same thing with the Cardinals. Brewers have had some starting pitching issues. So everybody's got their problems. Nobody's perfect, but, you know, they're all playing good enough to be right in the race.
So at the trade deadline, the Brewers made some moves. How much better do you think the Brewers are today than they were 48 hours ago?
Well, starting pitcher Lyles, we'll see how he does. The Cubs have seen him a few times this year. They've done pretty well against him a couple times. You know, he's a veteran presence, and you know that you're going to get his best effort out there. So I think that's really improved them. I know Lyles was the one sign. To me, like, the Brewers are a good ball club. You know, at the end of the day, you know, for all three clubs, but in Brewers in particular, you know, they've got some great players in place. And you know, they've got the MVP, they've got Braun hitting behind them, you've got some pieces. So the guys just got to play. The biggest key is how well do the guys that you have that you've been leaning on all year, how well do they perform in these last 2 months for the Brewers starting pitching, for the Cubs situational hitting? Can they do what they've done in the past?
When you look at what the Cubs now have, and I know that they're down one starter, they're trying to figure things out right now. Yu Darvish, like I said, has pitched pretty well. Hendricks doing okay. Lester isn't the Lester of last year, but he's still kind of the rock there. So give me your thoughts on the pitching that they have right now down in Chicago and the sustainability and then bringing in Kimbrel and how much better they are, they believe, at least for the stretch run.
Well, I think the starting pitching has been the anchor of the team this year, there's no doubt. Hamels has been good. Hamels is going to be back here soon. He's missed till probably 3 weeks, so he'll be back right away. Pitching staff-wise, the Cubs are in pretty good shape. Kimbrel's still trying to figure it out a little bit. We kind of expected that. You don't miss half the season and think you just jump right into mid-season form of what you did, you know, in years past. So, you know, he's had some hiccups here and building up arm strength. So, you know, and Strope's down. So this starting pitching good. We'll see how the bullpen reacts. Kimbrel, I anticipate getting better as the season progresses. But the bullpen has been some issues. But the bullpen's issues for the Cubs are based upon lack of offense, you know, and putting a lot of pressure on them, you know, all the time, to, you know, having one-run games night after night after night. That's difficult for a pitching staff.
Well, I was going to say, when it comes to the offense, you look up and down this lineup and you just expect guys to perform, and you know, you're not getting what you thought. Now, you're still getting some power numbers out of a guy like Schwarber with 24 homers, but he's not giving you that big on-base percentage that you would hope and expect. He's giving you 313. but only hitting 223. Almora Jr. hitting 240. Zobrist down at 240. I mean, and an OPS of 596. What is there been something specific, or is it just the old adage that hitting is contagious?
Well, when you look at it, I think it's throughout the league. You know, you're putting the ball in play has been, you know, not a big emphasis. Hitting the ball out of the park for all the young guys, a huge emphasis. Everybody trying to lift the ball, and when you do that, and you've got a bunch of power arms in the league now, you know, the strikeout numbers go up. The ability to just put the ball in play in situational hit when you need to goes down, and that's what we're looking at. You know, you're looking at teams, you know, the Cubs, you know, the game against Milwaukee. The Cubs scored 11 runs and 3 swings of the bat. You know, you had a grand slam, 3-run homer, and another big hit. You know, and that's the result of offense. Now, it was a great day because he scored a bunch of runs, but they all came on 3 swings. So to win in October, you got to do better than that. You got to be able to put the ball in play. And the Cubs are trying to fix that. But right now, that's what they got. That's what they are.
Talking with Ron Coomer, play-by-play analyst for the Chicago Cubs broadcast and the Chicago Cubs Radio Network. Tell me about Joe Maddon, because we know this season started out where he was calling himself not a lame duck manager, but more so a free agent. And I don't know how that matriculates through a clubhouse. I don't know what the belief is from the guys inside those walls. But I got to have a feeling it has at least a minimal effect of some type, correct?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily – I don't know. Everybody can base their opinions on whatever they want, to be honest with you. I definitely don't think Joe has lost our clubhouse by any means. Probably the best communicator. I've been in a game 32 years, and I've never been around a manager that does as good a job as him communicating with his guys and doing that. So, you know, that's part of our game is the ins and outs, especially when you're talking on a market like the Cubs. Guys are coming and going. Managers are coming and going, and that's the nature of the business. I think it would be a big mistake if the Cubs let Joe go just because of the results that the Cubs have seen and the way he handles things. But, you know, we'll see. Great guy, great communicator, really good old-school baseball guy, and he understands some of the numbers that, you know, have been inundated in our game now.
Ron, got to ask you, you've seen a lot of baseball, as you had mentioned. Is the game today better because of the analytics, or has the game changed and it's trying to find itself again because of the analytics?
Yes, no, and yes, maybe. I wouldn't say the game is better because of the analytics, but I think it definitely has its place. And if I put myself in the player's shoes, I would love all the idea of having all this information and then me being able to decipher what works for me and what doesn't. So that part I really like. Some of the other things that have changed the game with the analytics of our game, you know, and how that equates to hitting style, it doesn't equate. We're seeing a tendency, even a bad tendency, of the game being home runs, strikeouts, and walks. That's a bad tendency, and it's not a winning formula in October. It's just not. You have to be able to put the ball in play and do some things on offense to move the ball around the field if you're going to win against the best pitching. So in that regard, the game is not better. But I think, you know, baseball is one of those things where, you know, things come into the game that you try, and then you keep the good and you get rid of the bad. I think that same trend is going to happen in baseball. Hitters are going to learn to beat the shift and put the ball in play the other way, and some of those things are going to happen, and, you know, we'll go from there. But there's some really good to it, and then there's some things that I don't necessarily think are great for a game. But,
Ron,
you know, it is what it is.
If I'm going to look, one more question, if I'm going to look at a team that's going to take advantage of this situation in the National League Central and ultimately win it, what is going to have to happen in your eyes?
Well, if the Brewers win, they're going to have to pitch it better on the rotation. I think that's what they were trying to address. For the Cubs, they got a situational hit. The team that fixes the flaw going into yesterday's deadline, the team that fixes the flaw out of the three that are in the lead right now, that team is going to win the division and probably win it by 5 or 6 games if they fix that part, because all three teams have some issues. And if they fix that, we're going to win.
Ron, always a pleasure. I always enjoy the broadcast when I get a chance to listen as well. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
Billy, absolutely. Yep, my pleasure.
Absolutely. Enjoy the weekend. There you go. Ron Coomer, color analyst for the Cubs radio broadcast, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline for a couple of minutes. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.